Even though we're not quite celebrating Thanksgiving yet, preparations are underway for getting gifts to children in all parts of the world by a variety of local groups and individuals. Operation Christmas Child has been a project of Samaritan's Purse, an international evangelical organization, since 1993. A Bath County high school teacher and mother of two explained how her family's church is making these deliveries possible.
I'm Kirby Smith, and I go to Healing Springs Baptist Church, and that's the church that is the drop-off location.
What happens to the gifts once they arrive at Healing Springs?
So there's a long process that the boxes go through. So ultimately, somebody will pack a box and they'll bring them to a drop-off location, which are available nationally. And then from there, the drop-off locations will take them to a central drop-off. The central drop-off will take them to a processing center. At that point, people will go through the boxes to make sure everything is appropriate, making sure not to remove anything that's already in there unless it's something like liquid or something they're not supposed to take. And then from there, they're put onto cargo containers and they'll be shipped all around the world.
I asked Kirby about where some of the gifts might end up.
Well, it's really cool. They have this thing that you can print off a label and you can actually track where your shoeboxes go. We've had boxes from Ukraine to Ecuador, Chile, all over the world. So they do South America, Africa, into European and Asian countries. So it's pretty cool to see where your boxes end up.
Can you give a few examples of things that people can include in these boxes?
Sure. So you can do everything from toys to hygiene items, school supplies, clothing, things like that. We really emphasize that every box should have what they call a wow item, which is one special gift for the child. A popular item could be a soccer ball with a pump, a Barbie doll, something like that, an item of a little more weight. And then we pack things like pens and pencils and crayons and coloring books and things like that, soap and a washcloth and a toothbrush. You can no longer pack toothpaste, so we just send the toothbrush. But really, anything that'll fit in a shoebox that's not liquid and not edible, you can pretty much send.
Is there any way that a homemade gift like a necklace or a bracelet would be all right?
Sure. We have groups that will make bracelets and things all year long. My mom has made hygiene kits for girls in the country that don't have access to things that we take for granted in this country. Absolutely, homemade things are acceptable.
This is collection week across the country, but locally you can take boxes to Healing Springs Baptist Church at 4697 Sam Snead Highway, Tuesday, November 13th and Wednesday, November 14th from 4 to 6 p.m., and Thursday from 5 to 7, and Friday from 5 to 8. McDowell United Methodist Church is another collection site at 9090 Highland Turnpike, with drop-off times Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week from 6 to 8 p.m. Boxes are also being collected at Covington Bible Church at 2140 South Carpenter Drive and Marlinton Presbyterian Church, 815 Second Avenue. Saturday, Sunday, and next Monday hours are all available with this news story on the AMR website and on SamaritansPurse.org. If the idea of shopping and assembling a shoebox doesn't work for you, but participating in some way does appeal, there's always virtual gifting. Kirby continued.
There's a place online that you can donate, and you can actually pack a box online as well. If you don't have the ability to go out and shop, or you're kind of overwhelmed and it's your first year and you want to dip a toe in, then they have a place that you can pack a box online.
I asked if there were anything else she would like givers to know.
We just like to emphasize that there's no gift too small, that if God's leading you to put it in your box, then do so, because he's got the perfect kid in mind for that gift. And just pack and pray for it and put it in God's hands.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.